Hey folks, Mike from the Battles of the First World War podcast here. This quick episode will cover some bad news, some good news, and a short message. So, due to the COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic, Rob Laplander and I have had to cancel this year's tour to the Meuse-Argonne. We had to balance between waiting to see how the global situation would develop and having enough time to act on airfare and the like. But we have had to call it. With much of the world on lockdown, with France on lockdown, and the U.S. largely in a similar position, and international air travel severely curtailed at this time, we have come to the decision that the world will not be back to the pre-pandemic normal we had in late 2019 anytime soon. We are in communication with our tour guests, and applicable refunds are being issued. This is a setback, of course, but it is certainly not the end. Rob and I are just going to reschedule this thing for next year, 2021, and we've got ideas for an additional Ypres to the Argonne tour, where we'll visit every major American World War I battlefield in Belgium and France over the course of 10 days. So keep listening, and we'll have some news over the next months as we develop things more. That's the bad news. For the good news, well, hey, who just unofficially finished his master's program requirements? This podcaster right here. Yes, there's some work and a bunch of paperwork left to complete, but by and large, that task is finished. So work on new podcast episodes has begun, and when I have a couple of them completed, I will begin releasing new material. I won't promise any sort of regular schedule, and for that I apologize. But I'm really excited to get back into it and get new material out. And now for the short message. So this virus pandemic has come right in the middle of our lives, and it, of course, has disrupted everything in and around our lives. I've had to quickly recalibrate the day job while continuing on with grad school. So other than putting out photos of my previous trips, I've been largely in the background on social media. But I do hope that everyone out there is safe and healthy and as well as you can be under these trying times. This is certainly unprecedented. And sometimes it's hard to do anything other than take it day by day and sometimes even hour by hour. So we are now 3, 4 or more weeks into this, depending on where you are in the world. And now's the time when we're starting to become really tired. The new routines we've created to adjust to this are now every day, and we're all going a little stir-crazy from being stuck in our homes. This makes me think of the French army in the Great War and the word they used to describe the unofficial strategy for 1916. And that word was tenir, which means holding on. Like the tired poilus of 1916, 17, and 18. This is what we have to do now. We have to hold on, and we have to hold the line. Are we as bad off as the poilus of a century ago? Of course not. By and large, we're being told to stay inside and make schedules around that. We're not under a crushing artillery bombardment or anything else like that. But we are facing a global threat on the scale of which we haven't faced as a world since 1945. So please be safe out there, folks. Stay home as much as you can. And if you must be out, please practice social distancing. Wear a mask. We've got to hold the line now. And this isn't just about protecting ourselves, but protecting our loved ones, our neighbors around us, and the vulnerable among us. We have to think about what we can do to care for our families, and our neighbors, and our communities. We'll bounce back from this. But right now, We have to hold the line. So that routine you've created, stick with it. Don't stop now. Hold the line. Okay? So any questions, comments, or if you feel like sending me dog, cat photos, or frankly, photos of any other cute animals, we don't discriminate. Verdunpodcast@gmail.com. Talk to you again soon. Take care.
It's time to get down to business with $30 a month business internet. WOW Business offers 99.9% network reliability so that you can keep your business moving. $30 a month gets you 30 megabytes per second with 24/7 US-based support, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Lock in our lowest priced offer for the support you need. Go to switchtowellbusiness.com. Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement subject to change. Prices do not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.